This is the Mouths of the South podcast.
Matt Doyle joining us now on the Mouths of the South podcast.
And Alexi Lalas joins us right now,
bringing you the best coverage of Atlanta United FC.
Paul Tenorio joining us now.
Kristen Hennage on the Mouths of the South podcast.
The president of Atlanta United FC, Darren Eels.
Happy to have Doug Robertson on the Mouths of the South podcast, AJC writer for Atlanta United. The biggest names and exclusive interviews on the Mouths of the South podcast.
They'll do it again soon.
My pleasure.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate you having me on.
Let's go.
All right, Atlanta, what is up? We are the Mouths of the South, the Mouths of the South podcast, brought to you by DirtySouthSoccer.com, your home on the web for all things Atlanta United and Atlanta soccer. The three amigos back together again today, Sam Franco, Eric Quintana, and Jason Smith. We were supposed to be joined today by El Presidente Fernando Fiore, but he is dealing with Hurricane Matthew and all of the effects of it, so we totally understand. Yeah, exactly. A lot bigger fish to fry for him. So we have pushed that interview back to next week, so we will bring that to you next week. But as for this week, it is Sam Franco, Eric, and Jason, and we've got some big stuff to talk about. Obviously, a big Atlanta United story dropping today, Wednesday, when we're recording this. The first and foremost, we would like to apologize for something that happened. I guess a lot of our listeners let us in on this before the last episode of the podcast. Our podcast partner site is Blog Talk Radio, and they control ads, some ads that run before the podcast, and apparently some political ads were running before the podcast. And look, our only aim here is to spread the word of soccer and the gospel of soccer. So we are not politically affiliated in any way, shape, or form.
It wasn't us.
Exactly. As Eric said there, it wasn't us. So we apologize. Just bear with us over the next couple of months. You know, this election will be over soon, and we can go back to all of our regularly scheduled lives.
I mean, yeah, if it even comes up again.
It certainly wasn't me.
Yeah, exactly. It was not Jason. So that certainly caused us a little bit of a headache, but not as much of a headache, it seems, as something that happened today with Atlanta United. And we'll get to that. But first, I would like to give us our next word in the Phrase That Pays contest, where we are giving away an Atlanta United jersey. We've given you three words so far, and I'm not going to repeat them. You can go find them yourselves. This is a scavenger hunt, and it would defeat the purpose of that if I repeat them. So the word of the day is things, T-H-I-N-G-S, things. That is the next word in the Phrase That Pays. So hopefully you're piecing together these parts of this puzzle, and you can be the first person to get with us with the phrase, and you'll win the Atlanta United jersey. Very simple.
Yeah, we just want
first noun. Let's see. The phrase that pays.
We just want them to email us, right?
Yes, this is our first noun. Good call.
Big milestone.
Good call, Jason. Yes, this is our first noun. So things, T-H-I-N-G-S. All right, so we had to deal with that political ad stuff, and that caused a lot of consternation, but I'm not quite sure it caused as much consternation as the news that Atlanta United dropped today that they will be spending the first part of their home schedule at Bobby Dodd Stadium in historic Grant Field, the home of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, and for one Saturday every other year, the second home of the Georgia Bulldogs fan base.
Yeah, it was not well received by some, and a joyous surprise by others. I think for the most part it was 50-50. So for all you people complaining about, you know, basically hating this move, know that there's one other person opposite of you. So again, 50-50 I think is the split. And it's mostly, I think, the people in the supporter section whose price probably would have been the same regardless of, you know, let's just assume or let's pretend that Atlanta United played all their home games at Bobby Dodd. Chances are the supporter section tickets would have been the same as they are now. Now it's the people in the other seats that have the biggest issue with this because they paid for an experience inside the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and obviously that's not going to happen. Now, I talked to a friend of mine earlier today who has – he doesn't have supporter section tickets. He has tickets right next to the supporter section because he didn't want to have to be one of those guys that was forced. He wants to cheer. He wants to be everything the supporter section is, but he also wants that opportunity to sit down when he wants, or, you know, be able to go and get food and come back and all that stuff. So he was upset because he paid for, you know, an experience within the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and he's not going to get that for however many games they decide to play at Bobby Dodd. It's, I mean, it's just kind of what would you guys say, like a good and bad situation? You've got a little bit of both. You've got the fact that you'll be able to see them in March and play up until June and beyond, rather than, you know, waiting and sitting at home watching on TV.
Is it ideal? No, it's not an ideal situation. I mean, the field dimensions might not end up being exactly what you would want them to be for a soccer stadium, but it gets Atlanta United games in earlier. And quite frankly, I just don't see why people are getting so bent out of shape about it. I mean, I do understand you're paying for an experience, but aren't you more than anything paying for the, you know, chance to watch the team?
Yeah, it screamed to me of the typical Atlanta fan, the arguments against it. Now, I get it. I get you paid for an experience. But most importantly, like you said, Sam, it's being able to go and watch the team. It's being able to go and you know, and physically see them play as opposed to, you know, watching them on TV for the next or for the first 4 months or whatever. I'd rather have this situation. And I think some of us were kind of expecting this to happen, especially the people here at the radio station who knew more about the dome situation or the Mercedes-Benz situation than I did even. They said, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to play it somewhere else. Now, you mentioned the dimensions. I do wonder how that's going to come into play because, according to Doug Robertson of the AJC, the field is literally 70, that from wall to wall or whatever, it's 72 yards wide, which makes me wonder if FIFA regulations is 70, you're probably going to want more than a yard on each side, you know, for stuff like the benches, for you know, just being able to run up and down the sideline. I think it's literally also a wall. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sam. I don't know. You've been there more than I have.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little wall that like a almost like a brick wall, I guess, that goes around the stadium there. So yeah, it's not like they can like blow that out or anything. So I'm not really sure how they're going to do that exactly.
I don't see it being I don't see it being 70 feet 70 yards wide, and I expect honestly like a Yankee, like a NYCFC situation.
Yeah, I was just going to ask how wide their field is.
Someone walked it and said it was 68. I forget who it was, but someone walked it and said it was 68 yards wide. Yeah. Now I think MLS approved 70, but you know, knowing MLS, they'll do anything just to get the games going and get everything underway. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they approve 70 yards wide, MLS did, and, you know, we'll get away with 68, 69, something like that, just have some extra room. But that's honestly the least of my worries. If it's only for a couple months, I can deal with that. Remember, it's not going to be just a bunch of home games the first 4 months. It's going to be home games and away games. So chances are they're going to backload the schedule anyway. It's just going to help out having, you know, some home games during those first 4 months.
Yeah, I mean, I think the main thing that fans should take away from it, if you know, like, you should have at the very worst a meh reaction to it, not I am so enraged and want to cancel my season tickets or something, which nobody's had that reaction. But just in case
I think some people have
that sort of reaction, like, just know this. This is very good for the team only because it doesn't force us to do this crazy long road trip and just give away point after point after point in a season where the deck is already stacked against you making the playoffs anyway. So as meh as I feel about opening in somewhere other than the Benz and getting that first game experience in the new home of Atlanta United, I hate that that's not going to be our very first game, but now maybe you get like two very first things and you also help your team out by giving them home field advantage on a few more games than they were going to have to begin with.
Yeah, and I'll say this too. I mean, that stadium isn't like my favorite stadium ever. It's not a great stadium in and of itself, but it has very nice views, very picturesque views of the city of Atlanta. So I think for, you know, an experience to be able to kind of see the skyline and stuff while you're playing your first game, I think for one, that's going to be kind of cool. But, you know,
I'm going to sell out because, like, I think we're going to sell that stadium out.
Oh, yeah, most
easily.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it's again, it's not that big, and it should be pretty easy for Atlanta United to do that. I'm looking at a picture of it from, like, the field level right now. And yeah, there is that brick wall there, and you know you can't like really just like you know knock that out or anything. So that's something that obviously will come into play.
I can't take. I'm cool with what's going on now. I'm cool with the fact that they're going to play Bobby Dodd for the first 4 months. I'm that's fine with me. I'm also not a season ticket holder, so completely different situation for me. I can understand why some people in the more premium seats are upset. I can't emphasize enough how bad this looks for Atlanta United right now. And a number of reasons, because it looks like they knew this was probably going to happen, and they waited. They went ahead and sold season tickets, and knowing that chances are something like this was going to happen. They didn't mention anything when they were selling season tickets. At least I don't think they did. No one mentioned it when we were talking about season tickets, the whole season ticket experience ever. You know, I got off the phone with my buddy saying, you know, that was never brought up. So I, knowing what people knew, knowing what we think people knew, I should say rather. It looks really bad. It looks like the whole bait and switch thing, which I can't argue with those people who think that's what happened, because it really does look like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the best look. I understand that. And unfortunately, the way that this all came about, you wish they had been maybe a little more forthright, or at least mentioned this as a possibility, because I think even some of us, whether it was just us talking or us talking with other members of the Dirty South soccer family, it was like, well, could Bobby Dodd be a possibility? And I think we all kind of laughed or scoffed at it. But now that
we all thought it was too narrow,
the reality of the situation, it is definitely something that we didn't see coming, but quite frankly, something that it's going to happen. So I guess just get used to it.
Yeah, but you tell a fan that, and I hate the idea of an organization or whatever, a front office, hiding stuff from people they're selling season ticket holders to. This is your audience. This is the prized, you know, possession of, not the prized possession, the people you're going after. These are the guys you want to really impress and want to attract more of. And this is not the way to do it, if this is even the case. I can't say for sure that they knew exactly what was going on, but somebody did. Someone knew they weren't on track. Someone knew. The other thing this really points out is that the stadium probably isn't going to be done in June. From everything I've heard, from everyone I've talked to who has people inside the construction team or knows people in the front office of the construction team, they've all said, yeah, June 1st is a pipe dream. June 1st is pretty much, you know, you're looking at the most optimistic date we can have everything completed by, and it's going to be a stretch. You'd have to have perfect weather all winter, which probably isn't going to happen. And you know, from just the rumors I've heard about Falcons having tentative preseason locations outside of the Atlanta area, it just lets you know that, yeah, someone knows that, yeah, this is a real possibility. This is the kind of stuff that happens when you don't tell. This is the kind of reaction you get when you don't tell your fan base.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that that's how that came about, because you have people speculating and you have people wondering what's going to happen here. What are we going to do? And there was all of that kind of under the table or underground speculation about the stadium and its availability. And I think one thing with, you know, Atlanta United saying we're just going to do the first however many games on the road, and then we're going to come home in June and kind of have a backloaded home schedule, people were getting prepared for that. And then they seemed to be so entrenched in that belief. And then this is really an about face. And to be quite honest, it really hit us completely out of the blue and out of nowhere.
It was a surprise that it happened today as quietly as it happened. I wasn't surprised, though, because I thought this was a possibility the entire time.
But you thought Bobby Dodd itself?
Oh, Bobby
was a possibility?
Dodd? No, no, no. I thought.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing. I was at Turner Field last weekend, and I looked. I was checking out the field, and I'm like, well, we definitely can't do it here. It's not big enough. Even for Yankee Stadium size, it's not big enough. Or for NYCFC standards, it's not big enough. And everyone told me Bobby Dodd was the most logical place because it's in the middle of Atlanta. It's the only field venue that can hold as many season ticket holders as we already have. You know, plus more of the walk-up crowd and the season tickets that are out there for the general public. It sucks.
It's not an ideal.
By the way, that Matthew Doyle thought it was like a good thing, or did I read him? Was he being sarcastic this morning when he said that this is a really good decision? I mean Matthew Doyle straight defended this.
It's better than being on the road. That's the one thing I'll say I'm happy about. It's better than being on the road. I'm glad that I'll be able to see them, but
yeah,
somebody knew. Someone. I'm not saying it was Darren Eales. I'm not saying it was anyone in the Atlanta United front office specifically. But someone knew, and someone didn't communicate it to the right people or didn't want to or just hope that it wouldn't go this way. And now it has. Now you have a lot of angry season ticket supporters who want their money back. I don't know what the process is to if they're going to be able to. I highly doubt it. But yeah. There's nothing you're going to be able to do at this point that's going to be able to compensate them for, you know, the if you want to say the bait and switch act that it looks like they did. I'm not saying that that's exactly what they did, but it does look that way. It does appear that way. And I don't know who to blame, but it does look like that happened.
It's good that it's a national coverage win. I'm curious to see. I have faith in this front office, at least based on all the personnel and soccer decisions they've made thus far. I'd like to hope that they have something up their sleeve that can get as close to making up for this with the season ticket holders as you can.
And
I don't know what that's going to be, but you got to think that they're thinking about doing something now. I don't think it'll be like partial refunds for tickets, but I think they got to be thinking about vouchers to concessions or, you know, exclusive experiences or just, you know, a big mea culpa to the season ticket holders. I don't know, but surely they're thinking of something.
Them being out in the community and doing things in the community and providing for the Atlanta community from here until the start of the season is going to be huge. They're going to need to be out and a big presence in the community to try and, you know, go on a sort of a, you know, not an apology tour or anything, but a PR tour, something that boosts them back up, because this is a hit. There's no doubt about it. This is a PR hit, and the way it was handled wasn't, like we've said here, wasn't necessarily great, although I did enjoy, not really enjoy, that's not the right word, the Grant Wall hot take of, well, at least Atlanta United's going to be playing on grass instead of in an NFL stadium. I'm like, good God, dude, just shut up. Like, I'm so tired of that rhetoric and that kind of thing. It's like, look, should every soccer game ever, in a perfect utopian society, be played on grass? Well, yeah, but this is 2016. Technology has come around to where it's getting to the point where you're going to be able to recreate that experience almost to a T. So, again, that whole thing, it's like, dude, just get off your perch.
But 55, I mean, like, 55.
If turf were any safer for players to play on, then, you know, Georgia fans can relate to this. You can still tear an ACL on some grass.
Yes,
I'm just saying.
You can.
Like, Georgia fans know about getting injured on grass. That's all I'm saying, and I'll drop it there.
The one thing I didn't see today that I wish I would have, and you can tell they're still trying to figure out what exactly to say about it, is how they're going to, yeah, like we've already talked about, how they're going to, you know, I guess reimburse or make up for the fact that they're paying for an experience inside the Benz, and now they're going to be watching games inside, you know, Bobby Dodd. And I wish they would come on either the podcast or do an interview with you know, with you know, Dirty South Soccer or anyone, just explain to us how that's going to come about, because you can't just write that off by saying they're going to love being in Bobby Dodd and be able to watch them live, because that's not what they paid for. They paid for June 1st to whenever the season ends, in between those times, home games inside the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's what they paid for, and that's what they're not getting now.
But again, it's like I said earlier, though, yes, you pay partly for the experience, and that experience is going to come. It's not like this announcement means that Atlanta United's permanent home ground is going to be Bobby Dodd Stadium. You know, it's going to come. And yes, like we said, there are some things that they could probably do to help make this right, or at least make it a little better for the fans. But it's not something that, like, this be-all, end-all announcement and, you know, you know what? Mercedes-Benz Stadium, we're not building that anymore. We're just going to stop construction, and they're going to play in Bobby Dodd for the rest of their time. It's like, no, that's not what this is. And I think that you're paying to watch the team and support the team. That should be first and foremost. Yes, the experience is important, but I still think that in the end, you know, let's give the team a little bit of, I'm trying to think of the word here. Let's give them a break, I guess. And obviously this is something that is outside of their control. So I there are people to blame. I wouldn't necessarily be one to just jump right on it and just start blaming the team.
No, and that's not what I'm doing. But again,
no, I'm not saying you're doing.
Yeah. But again, someone new, and you're also, I mean, you wouldn't have paid. People wouldn't have paid the money they paid to watch Atlanta United in Bobby Dodd Stadium, because you wouldn't have had the upsell or upcharge or whatever of the new stadium involved in those ticket prices. That's what you have, it basically, in those prices. That's what's set in those prices. You know, the people outside the supporter section, they're partly paying for the stadium through those. They're not getting it through concessions. I can tell you that much. So they're getting it through the Falcons, the PSLs, and through the tickets that they sell outside the supporter section in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And now that that's not a part of the equation for at least some of the home games, that's not cool. That's what I'm getting at. That you're paying for an experience inside a specific venue, and you're not getting that. You wouldn't have paid that same amount of money had you known it was going to be in Bobby Dodd. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I
can't but agree with you. I mean, you know, maybe the tell Darren what to do this week is, you know, work your magic, my man. Like, you got to find a way to make this both a national PR win, which I think it already is. You know, I think everybody's looking around going, well, the club made a savvy move to, like, get an alternative venue. But, you know, work your PR magic to make this a local win, too. Like, find a way to show that you guys are as for this community as you have said you are from the very beginning. If you can do that, then, I don't know what we can do, but have faith in you.
I still love the team. I'm still going to support the team. I'm still going to cover the team like I've been covering it.
Well, I hope that the main thing that happens is that you don't come out and try to blame this on, like, the NFL, you know, because I imagine that's an easy out if you really wanted to do that. Like, people could say they just really didn't tell us how much progress is being made. We were kind of kept out of the loop because, you know, the main thing here is the Falcons and not Atlanta United. But that's going to fall on such deaf ears because, like, literally the same guy owns both teams.
Yeah, and I think that really this is just, you know, blaming the NFL would be dumb. Blaming the team would be dumb. It's a construction thing, you know. I mean, these things happen. Should it have happened? No, but it did. And unfortunately for Atlanta United, they're the ones, and the Falcons to an extent too, they're the ones that are going to have to, you know, take the brunt of this, although it's much more impacting Atlanta United because their season starts much, much earlier than the Falcons do.
The cool thing to consider is how this team with Villalba, Kenwin Jones, Carlton, and then maybe, you know, if we add Guardado, is going to play on a shorter field, you know, because, like, I feel like David Villa is clearly helped by a really short field in NYCFC. I'm really curious to see what, like, Villalba and Kenwin Jones could do on, like, a 50-foot wide field.
Oh, I don't think it's going to be that narrow. It's going to be, chances are it's going to be between 65 and 70 yards wide. It's not going to be, it's going to be like Yankee Stadium.
I was hyperboleing.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Well, that'll put a nice little bow on this episode of the Mouths of the South podcast. Again, you know, I know people aren't necessarily happy with what's going on here, but all we can do at this point is get updates from the team and then see what this is all going to mean going forward. And keep it locked on DirtySouthSoccer.com for all the latest, because we got guys working really hard on the beat there in terms of the dimensions and all sorts of stuff going on with Atlanta United's future temporary home of Bobby Dodd Stadium. Don't forget to follow along on Twitter at DirtySouthSock. That's SOC. You can also follow us on Twitter at MOTS Podcast. Individually, I'm at Sam J. Franco. He's at Eric Quintana 47. And Jason is at Jason is a Smith. Also, really quickly, remember, www.patreon.com/MOTS podcast. If you would like to become a supporter of ours, so far we have $27 a month in pledges. So we appreciate everybody that has gone out and done that so far. And we will look to continue to give that back to you guys as we get some more pledges and things like that. So any parting shots? I'll go to you first, Eric.
I don't hate the team. I'm sure it came off as though I'm, like, really, really mad. I'm not. I love the fact that they're going to be playing in a place so we can see them. I'm glad that it's going to be as close to a soccer atmosphere as we can get it in Bobby Dodd. You know, the field dimensions might not be ideal. The whole thing might not be ideal, but it's going to be fun regardless. We're going to be supporting our team. We're going to be in Atlanta, you know, supporting Atlanta United. So in that respect, I'm unbelievably excited. I'm so happy. On the other side, I just want to reiterate that that's a big whoops on somebody for not getting this right or at least not telling the season ticket holders that this was a possibility. It's just a big oops. Nothing they can't recover from. It's just an oops.
Of course, and yeah, we'll continue to give you the latest. Jason, you got anything else?
If they bring out the tech car thing, I'm out.
Oh, 100%. I'm totally with you there. 100%.
Bring out that rambling, whatever the hell it's called, I'm done. We're not friends anymore. So yeah, just make sure that doesn't happen, guys.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, well, that'll wrap up this episode of the podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with our interview with Fernando Fiore. Again, everybody out there, if you're dealing with anything from Hurricane Matthew, be safe. And, you know, don't do anything that that we wouldn't do, I guess. Although I don't know how that really comes into play. It's a very loose ethical standard.
I'd be right there. Dude, I'm a storm chaser.
Well, okay, so do everything that Eric wouldn't.
Really?
How about that? So
is that real?
What, no,
is that,
I mean, this is for another podcast, but yeah, I mean, I kind of used to be. I mean, not like amateur storm chaser, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, don't do what Eric does then. Stay away.
Bill Paxton from Twister, man.
Yeah,
you cannot ride out a hurricane with a strap and a pipe. Don't do that.
No, you cannot. All right. Well, that'll wrap things up for us. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back again next week with Fernando Fiore right here on the Mouths of the South podcast from DirtySouthSoccer.com.
See ya.
We got cows.